Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Well, I doggone if I wouldn't work all day.
That's the late, great Marvin Gaye bringing us back. 7 till the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate. And we're having a great visit with our good friend Rick Newman, the author of Rebounders and columnist for Yahoo Finance and a longtime member of our Brain Trust. Rick, thanks again for staying with us. You wrote an article recently titled Fast Food Chains Aren't as Rich as Protesters Think, and it's about the recent protest by quite a few folks, a very well-organized and, as I understand it, Rick, a very well-funded approach, protest structure that they had around the country to try to get minimum wage essentially doubled, right?
Yeah, they want, well, this is for the fast food industry, and they want to go from the current minimum wage, which is, $7.65?
Something like that, yeah, in the 70s, I forgot. I ought to know because I don't make that. I'm a small business owner. So I don't make that much, so I ought to know that. But go ahead.
But you command your own future.
That's exactly right.
but they want the minimum wage to go up to $15, which is completely absurd. I mean, there's no chance that it's.
Where's the money going to come from?
Well, they think that the money's going to come from the McDonald's CEO. Because he gets paid so much more than line workers, but he's also a little more qualified than line workers.
but they don't want the minimum wage just to go up at McDonald's. They want to go up on everybody, right?
Sure. I mean,
that's what will happen. Everybody will have to pay more. Whether their money is there for the person who just, you know, somebody shows up with no skills and we're going to pay that person $15 an hour?
Yeah, well, I mean, most jobs that pay minimum wage are entry-level jobs. Where
that's
you're right.
You don't
start out with skills, but the idea is you get some skills in those jobs. And a lot of those jobs are held by teenagers, by the way, who haven't had any training. So,
right.
Many of us, I mean, millions of Americans started in the workforce earning minimum wage somewhere along the way. And, a lot of people got ahead not by asking for a raise for doing the same work, obviously. I mean, I'm telling you what you know, Jim.
Yeah.
But by getting better at something.
Earning
and,
it.
And developing more skills.
Speaking of which, Rick, here's the thing. Here's the point I've made every year that this has come up. And I don't hear anybody else saying it. So, Rick, you went to work 2 years ago at minimum wage. They paid you $7.25, let's say, minimum wage. You didn't know anything, and you went to work for this company, and they paid you minimum wage. But over the last 2 years, you've really worked hard. You've applied yourself. You've been responsible, taken initiative, and the boss has given you a raise to $10 an hour, and you are so proud of yourself, right?
Yeah, right.
Then I come to work today, and minimum wage has just been made $10 an hour. I come to work, I don't know where the bathroom is, and they're paying me $10 an hour, which is what you are making, Rick. Now,
yeah.
Are you going to expect to go to $12? See, this is not just about raising the minimum wage people to $15. Don't forget, everything, it's amazing how much hourly wages are based off of minimum wage. Most union contracts are the pivot point is minimum wage.
Yeah, that's right. Well, I'll tell you, I mean, this is not going to happen. I mean, this is a bunch of people basically saying, we're hurting. We're struggling down here. And, I recognize the problem, which is that it is difficult getting ahead. I mean, there are not that many opportunities to move up into another job because somebody's sitting in that job and things like that. People are saying, we're having a hard time making a living. But the answer is not, a lot of fast food restaurants are not nearly as rich as McDonald's,
That's
by
right.
the way.
That's right.
I analyze profit margins for a bunch of chains, and McDonald's profit margin is awesome. It's about 20%.
Wow.
But most other chains, it's around 2.5%.
Right. That's right.
So
where's the money going to come from?
Well, if your profit margin is 2.5%, it's going to come from higher menu prices. I mean, that's going to
or,
be a
or going out of business or buying more technology and and hiring fewer employees.
That's about it. Yeah. So
see, that's the thing about minimum wage. Minimum wage is not the club that it used to be because business owners have other options, as we talked about earlier.
I think that's right, and There's no chance this is going to happen. But there are, you know, this is, we need a faster growing economy.
That's right.
I mean, that's the answer. Yeah. And, you know, more people working harder to get ahead and looking around and saying, hey, how do I make more money the honest way?
Mm-hmm.
That's
exactly
what drives capitalism.
Yeah, absolutely. And of course, as I always say, $15? Why stop at 15? Why don't we make it 50? If we're going to play Monopoly money, let's go for the big numbers. Hey, Rick,
wait to pay $20 for a McDonald's hamburger.
Me too. Hey, can I get a website from you, please?
RickJNewman.com.
Rebounders is his book, folks. Check it out. It's outstanding. Thanks, Rick. Come back soon.
Thanks, Jim.
Rick Newman, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back another day. I'll be back, but in the next hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, reminding you that a ship in the harbor is safe, but that's not what ships were made for. I'll be back. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.